Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. The Definitive Guide to Underwriting Multifamily Acquisitions by Robert Beardsley is a practical real estate investing book focused on the analytical side of multifamily acquisitions. It is written for readers who want to evaluate apartment deals with more discipline, whether they are passive investors trying to understand sponsor models or active operators responsible for underwriting opportunities. The book's purpose is not to give a broad introduction to real estate investing, but to teach the specific mechanics of deal analysis, collecting data, building financial projections, testing assumptions, and judging whether a transaction is likely to perform as expected. Its emphasis on underwriting makes it especially relevant in syndication and acquisition settings where small changes in rent growth, expenses, financing, or exit pricing can materially alter returns. The overall approach is direct and technical, aiming to replace intuition and marketing language with structured financial evaluation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using underwriting as a decision filter for multifamily deals. The method also reinforces a broader investing principle: attractive returns are only meaningful if they survive scrutiny under realistic conditions. By focusing on deal screening, the book trains readers to ask whether a property can still work when the assumptions are tightened. That changes underwriting from a spreadsheet exercise into a core investment discipline. Secondly, building purchase pro formas, cash flow models, and sale projections. This modeling focus gives readers a practical framework for understanding how underwriting decisions are linked. Every assumption feeds later calculations, which means a weak input early in the model can distort the entire investment case. The book is useful because it teaches readers to see these dependencies clearly rather than treating a spreadsheet as a black box. Thirdly, stress testing assumptions through sensitivity and break-even analysis. The practical implication is that good underwriting is not defined by how optimistic the base case looks, but by how resilient the transaction remains under pressure. This makes the book valuable for investors who want to move beyond surface-level yield calculations and understand the durability of a multifamily business plan. Fourthly, interpreting core underwriting metrics without losing sight of context. This framing is important because many real estate books treat metrics as isolated concepts. Here, they are used as tools for judgment. The result is a more disciplined approach to reading deal performance, one that helps investors compare opportunities while still recognizing the limits of each calculation. Lastly, understanding partnership structures in multifamily syndications. This makes the book stronger than a typical apartment analysis manual because it connects financial modeling with deal governance. It acknowledges that a well-run property can still be a poor investment if the structure of the partnership creates weak alignment or unfavorable economics for the investor. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a serious, technical understanding of multifamily acquisition analysis. Passive investors will benefit from learning how sponsors should evaluate deals and where financial presentations can be overly optimistic. Active investors, syndicators, and acquisition professionals will find practical value in the step-by-step approach to modeling, sensitivity testing, and partnership evaluation. What makes the book stand out in its category is its narrow focus and operational clarity. Instead of offering a broad overview of real estate investing, it concentrates on the exact analytical work required to underwrite apartment acquisitions well. That focus gives it a more durable use case than many introductory books, especially for readers who regularly review deals and need a repeatable framework. Its combination of financial modeling, risk testing, and deal structure analysis makes it useful both as a learning resource and as a reference during live underwriting. For anyone involved in multifamily acquisitions, it provides a disciplined way to think about returns, downside risk, and alignment, which is what separates informed analysis from superficial deal screening. If you would like to support Robert Beardsley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.